Hey, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
What's up, Julie? This is Hey, Julie, a podcast about Big Brother season 19 and other seasons of Big Brother. But this is the one we're talking about now. My name's Brett.
Exactly. I'm Danielle.
Let's go. Not much really happened on Sunday night's episode.
No, we were both watching at the same time. I was excited to see, because as we said on Friday when we were together, RIP, that time in our lives, that so much has happened. It's like, how could they possibly fit it all into the show for the casual viewers for CBS? One thing I was really curious about, though, that we sort of discussed on Friday's episode was I wanted to see if they would put in the producer talking them out of fighting. Because after the live eviction on Thursday night, tensions were high. People were blindsided.
Exactly.
And
we got some good Cody reaction shots,
which is and well, that's what we all wanted to see. We all wanted to see Jessica getting into Christmas's face, tearing out that blonde, beautiful, muscle milk enriched hair. Instead, we had to cut back to Julie like interviewing Jillian, which no one cared about. But so tonight,
like 10 seconds of dead air.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have anything else to say to America while you're on national television and 18 million people are watching and you'll never be on television again? No.
It's just, it was a really great experience. So I was excited to see what was going on because there was a lot of waiting for that competition and a lot of drama seemed to have happened by the way the production was talking to them on the live feeds. Because production had to step in and say, hey, guys, don't get nose to nose. No fighting. You can say whatever you want, but, like, no fighting, please.
And was Elena like, can you tell Mark not to get nose to nose with me?
For Please help me. Last night was a nice kind of clarifying episode for me in terms of who I like and who I don't.
Yeah, it started off good. The episode started off good because it kind of showed us what happened in the moments immediately after the eviction, as in, like, literally the second Julie said, Jillian, stuff was going down and there was no way to cover it all because there's that, the sort of procedure of how, or ceremony of how BB covers the evictions.
Right.
So, immediately Cody goes after Josh. It's like, and yeah, Josh did flip on him, but like, it's not like your closest buddy in the house. Like you, as we learn in the house, like Cody hasn't really spoken to Josh until the day before the eviction. Like other than, hey, nice to meet you.
Josh was a wild card. Everyone thinks they can, because Josh is clearly emotionally unstable.
Yes.
So everyone thinks that they can push him around, and everyone thinks if you're just nice to him for, like, an hour, if you ask him how his day is, you're like, oh, he's in my back pocket.
Yeah, and he'll start crying. He'll be like, my day is good, but I really miss my grandma. She doesn't come. And he just start crying, and, like, you feel like you've built a strong bridge, but it's just...
Right, but that's just how he is with everybody.
Yeah.
So he really has no loyalty to anyone, as far as I can tell, except himself.
And business, baby. Though,
yeah, and business.
I think Cuba. On one of the chyrons beneath his head last night, it said what his job actually is, and it said, like, hair care sales.
Okay. Listen, hair is a huge booming business. It's never especially people always going to have hair.
Very humid. Maybe people are trying to get it under control.
Maybe.
I just know he's a businessman, baby. And
he's sort of like male Corinne from The Bachelor.
No.
He works for the family business doing what? We don't know.
Oh, yeah. But no, like maybe just selling hair gel or spray or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey,
I just think it's interesting. So Cody is coming after Josh for no reason, and Josh is like, I respect you, but don't you ever come in my face and grill me, because, like, that's not how I roll. And sweetheart Kevin is screaming, hey, guys, we're all supposed to have a good time here.
It's just a game. Hey. Hey, I'm walking here.
He's not from New York.
Kevin is the best. He's he's a little snake, and no one suspects.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because he comes
because
in.
It's him.
He was one of the two people that flipped on Cody.
Exactly.
And Cody's like, I looked in Kevin's eyes and I knew he was telling the truth. So I'm mm-hmm. gonna be really mean to other people now for no reason, based on nothing. Cody, but good.
We gotta talk. The editing for Cody last night was chef's kiss, beautiful.
Oh my god,
that's why incredible. I'm so sad that we're not gonna have him anymore. Like, we need that villain.
Some people are gonna live long enough to become the villain. I think you're. Already,
I know it's
like,
already happening.
You already hate Paul, right?
Well, so let me explain. So last night, you guys know I love Paul. He's my inspiration. He's my muse. I love him. Loved him. And my boyfriend, who I watched the show with live last night with, who has never seen Big Brother before, was like, oh, so this is Paul, huh? Because like, I told him that, like, before I met you, babe, this was the man of my life. But so he's watching it with me, and as we're watching, I'm like, you know, I think I might be losing interest in Paul. And it's not because I have a boyfriend now. It's because Paul is turning into Paulie.
Oh.
Yeah. And I am not attracted to that at all.
No. I mean, why do you feel that? Because I feel Paul is kind of acting the same, except for he has a sort of a second level of confidence. He's not an unconfident man, let's just say that.
Oh, no,
he's
and he never lacked confidence. I think it was more like, I think it's the fact that he's HOH, and we'll get to, like, spoilers in a little bit, but the HOH-itis when you're a returning vet, first of all, I think it was stupid for him to even win HOH, because he's safe. Anyway, that's sort of a waste.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, he should have even noticed that everyone in his alliance was like, no, you in HOH, I don't want to do it.
Right. I guess at a certain point, someone has to be a leader. But I thought that was not the best move for his gameplay. I think he's just drunk on power. He's drunk on being the star. He's where Paulie was last year, and it's no bueno.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how far he goes after his safety runs out. But, mm-hmm. I mean,
that's what everyone's saying. But right now, I mean, you got to see the way these people are looking at him. He really is like their god. And it's giving me, again, another thing I don't like, it's giving me shades of BBOTT. And I'm still traumatized from that. But of, like, this returning vet, this returning vet having all these newbies look at them like, oh, wow, you're so cool. You're so smart. You're so confident. You know what you're doing. Like, yeah, tell us more stories about when you traveled Europe. Tell us more about Armenia. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's not good.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see what happens with old Paul.
So he won HOH.
He wins HOH, and there's a lot of drama with Cody and Jessica right after this. Like, Ramsey's right. Coming is like, hey guys, I'm clearly on your team right now. Everyone flipped the vote on me, and they're like, you're a liar. You're a snake. And Ramsey's like, I am, but I'm actually being honest to you. And they scream at him.
Poor Ramsey.
He's a victim. Yeah. He's making victim noises. Yeah. Josh comes in and he just says, like, he wants to do, like, something that Cody would respect from a white person, but not respect from a person of color. He's like, Cody. Hey, man, I just want to, hey, man, yeah, the game's, like, not going. We're like, we're not seeing eye to eye on the game, but I respect you as a person. And Josh is making victim noises.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, he's just...
I'm telling you.
Cody's
he's
just
got
being
his
an asshole. He just hates Cody. Everyone who's not Cody.
Yeah.
And
he's a Scientologist.
Is he? Or is that your...
This is still my theory. He's like Tom Cruise. He's not as... He hasn't learned to funnel it into, like, pure positivity yet.
No.
But soon he will.
He's very low level.
Yeah. Very low level.
I really cannot wait for the long Instagram post from Jessica, you know, in like October or November, where she's breaking up, where she's announcing that she's no longer with Cody, but also refuses to say his name in it. Like, the person who shall not be named, you know, just.
Well, I see it
that's
being
coming.
Very.
That's.
Yeah. But I see it being more like a picture of her in a, like, hot bikini at a sunset, like, looking out on the surf, on the ocean.
New
and
horizons.
The caption, pardon?
Hashtag new horizons.
Yeah, the caption's like, sometimes challenges will try to hold you back, but you're a butterfly who has to go forth into the world. And we all learn something from this life. We have one life, and it's all about good vibes. Oh my goodness. And the vibes have to make you fly like a bird. Like, that's what I see coming.
Yeah,
hashtag yeah. Sponsored. Hashtag
Tivana. Hashtag try this whitening cream for your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But I will say, as I was watching last night, as I said, it made more clear who I'm rooting for and who I'm not. I'm still rooting for Jessica. I think she's fun. She brings a sparky little presence to the show, and I'm enjoying it.
I mean, a strategy that could have happened this week is just to nominate Cody and Jessica straight out with the right. assumption that one of them is going to still be on the block and you can just get that one out. I mean, yep. The move is to get out Cody because in a week, Jessica's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
And even though this side flipped on her and got out her boyfriend, maybe she'll still be angry at them and not want to work with them, but also maybe they'll be like, hey, you're a number for us. You can mm-hmm. be on our side and we'll protect you if you vote with us. I mean, someone's going to pick her up
next yeah. week. Oh, they should.
You know, like she's
burned.
Yeah.
Use that energy.
She's unaligned, you know, heading out of Thursday. So you need to, you know, use her as a piece in the game.
Yeah. She's still a vote. Pick her up.
I love she refuses to go. Oh my! She refuses to go into Paul's like, hey, who wants to see my HOH room? Mm-hmm. That's
so stupid. I love that. I'm glad that she said no. I'm like, good.
It's great. I don't know if I've ever seen it, but like, it's a great piece of just another like notch on BB19 being the best season ever. It's like, oh, we have someone refusing to go see someone's HOH room. They're all waiting outside, probably under orders from production, being like
wait for no, everyone
you
to be
all
there.
Have to go in together and all have to mm-hmm. be like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people always say, like, I don't even want to go see their HOH room, but it's rare to have someone with the balls, and it's Jessica who had the balls to say, no, I'm really not going. Apparently, I was reading, and this isn't spoilers, really, she was ready to self-evict. Apparently, she took off her microphone for, like, 2 whole minutes or something and was just like, I'm leaving. She was ready to go. But then they, like, talked her out of it.
Oh, my God. We need like, a bonus edition of this season with everybody walking into the diary room being like, I'm out. Get me out of this game.
Yeah. But so I don't like the big group. Let me just say that right now. I don't like Paul as the leader. I don't like Raven. I don't like Matt. I don't like Mark and Alina and Christmas all sitting up in HOH thinking they're so safe. I don't like it one bit. I want that group to get blown up to smithereens.
It's going to be fun when they do. I like them for now. I mean,
I don't.
What is the alternative?
I like Kevin. I like Jason.
I like Kevin.
I like Alex.
I like those people too, but they're barely a group. Jason and Alex are kind of friends. But even,
well,
but
I don't
even,
have to like a group.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a group and then a bunch of kind of
randos
who are paired off, like at most paired off, but they're not even in a group together. They don't trust each other. Alex and Jason are kind of friends. Ramses is nobody likes. Like Ramses is gonna be
poor gone Ramses
soon.
Yeah.
And Kevin, everyone kind of likes Kevin. No one's really really concerned with him. And same thing with Josh. He's crazy, but
oh, and you know who I forgot about? Who I always forget about? Dominique.
Well, she's in that group.
That big group.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That big group, some drama, like, they can't all just keep getting along. Some drama needs to come down. Mark flirting up a storm with Dominique and Alina.
I don't think either of them care.
They don't care, but then Alina goes and flirts with Christmas, so maybe that should get Mark mad. I want to see Mark go get crazy. I want to see someone get mad. Someone's got to show me some personality other than Cody and Paul. Okay? And Jessica.
Well, we got Kevin. We got the Kevin show. Speaking
of
Kevin,
Kevin's great.
Line of the night that we need we need to break down. We're going into the den of temptation.
Yeah.
And they need to set up some context that people are being called in. So they cut to Kevin sitting in a room and he's like, Yeah, now if the police come in, by the time you get from the door to the phone booth, and then it cut, like, and while he's saying that, you have the announcer voice being like, Ramsey,
yeah.
Please yeah. enter the den. So it's just showing you the context that people are hanging out and doing nothing. What is he talking about?
I don't know. There's a lot going on, and I was like, let me check Jokers before we start the podcast to see if any drama went down last night. And all I saw was, I read, like, there's this one part where Kevin was teaching someone how to fight with a pool cue.
What this show has not made clear to the American television viewing audience, the internet audience knows, is that Kevin is a criminal.
Well, he was. He left his life of criminality behind when he became a stay-at-home dad to 7 beautiful children. One of whom I follow on Twitter and who's been very funny.
He's legitimately like a mob criminal. He does nothing all day. He just like kibitzes with dudes at the pizza place, and then he goes to the deli and then talks with more dudes, and he's like knows how to beat the shit out of people, and he knows how to like lure cops into play. He's a
stay-at-home dad the way Tony Soprano was in Waste Management.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love Kevin. It's just very weird.
Love him. He's got a lot of knowledge to give, and everyone likes him. Everyone trusts him. He told Paul that he won the $25,000, and I think that's going to hurt him at some point. Pardon?
He could have kept that quiet.
He could have and he should have. There was truly no reason. I don't think anyone cared or remembered, because Paul coming into the game sort of overshadowed that. But, that's going to bite him in the buns at some point, those red hot mobster buns. Ramsey's is screwed, pretty much.
Yeah.
So Ramsey's, we have to talk, Ramsey's got the bad curse. He got the curse.
Yeah.
So he had to nominate himself at one point, and he knew that, like, this was the week to do it, because everyone wants Jessica or Cody out. So you're pretty safe to do it this week. They show Paul sort of talking him into it, and he does it. Shocking.
Yeah, I would have done it this week if I were him, too. I think there's, like, a much bigger target out, and you don't know what the next few weeks are. There's an argument either way, is that, you know, but... But, yeah, he does it, though it throws a wrench in the veto, where if Ramsey's wins veto, there is no replacement nominee, and if...
Right.
Josh or Alex wins, So we're going to see on Wednesday Paul attempt to get Ramsey's to not win the veto.
Right. This is a true backdoor week where they're not giving Cody even a chance. They want him out, damn spot.
Can we talk about the Den of Temptation in general?
Yeah, I would love to.
Listen, the last 3 years, did BB18 have Battle of the Block?
No.
What did they have? Oh, yeah, they had the roadkill thing. So, BB Production wants to have a competition on Sunday nights, and we've been struggling for years now to figure out what is like going to be the main Sunday night event.
Right.
And Battle of the Block wasn't very popular. The house guests kind of figured out how to mess with it, and it basically became a throwing competition. Like, it was all about, like, it was like pure theater. It was about some people trying to win and some people trying to throw it. So that didn't work. Roadkill was fine, though it was just became monotonous because Frank kept winning all of them.
Right.
Last year he won, like, they only did it for like 6 weeks or so, and he won like 3 or 4 of them, something like
that.
So now we have
it was also bad, I think, psychologically, because Roadkill was outside, so it was just another day that the house guests weren't allowed to go outside because they had to like build it. And I think that was really bad for morale.
So this year we have the Den of Temptation, and it's really boring watching 12 people walk into a room and be like, and then read the word no.
Well, here's the thing. Brett, you were in New York last week, and you attended a little theater production called Sleep No More.
I certainly did.
So I am sure if you're a house guest, Sleep No More is this, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock and aren't up to date with your
New York Tumblr theater, idiot.
Yeah. But so Sleep No More is an interactive theater experience where it's Macbeth, but it's very dancey, and it's you put on a mask and you get to walk through this huge hotel.
It's Macbeth in a haunted, like, 1920s hotel.
Exactly.
A haunted house sort of thing. It's not that scary. It's fucking great. It was the second time seeing it. It was great.
Yeah. And it's interactive. Like, at one point, a cast member might, like, take you by the hand and lead you down a hallway and leave you there. And you're like, why'd they do that?
Very briefly, while we're on Brett and Danny's Broadway Minute, I also saw Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. It was great. I really loved it. I highly recommend it. Please go see it. Continue your
point. Good to know. Sleep No More is a lot of fun, but it's not a fun thing. It wouldn't be a fun thing to watch, you know, because it's like, it's only fun if you're experiencing it.
I mean, it was my second time seeing it, and even I was like, yeah, I remember being in this room.
Right. Yeah. So that's what the Den of Temptation feels like. I feel like I'm watching a live recording of Sleep No More where, like, it probably is fun to walk into that room and, like, there's creepy noises and smoke machines and they spent, like, some money on some dried ice. But watching it is so tedious, especially the fact that they go through every single person. I was like, they can't show everyone saying no.
And then
they did.
And then they show Christmas winning. And then they continue to show people walking into the room and being like, oh, didn't get it. Darn.
I think because they had, like, one or two that had, like, humorous reactions. I think, like, Kevin did or something.
Show that. Well, of course Kevin did. Kevin's going to murder someone. Kevin's going to see, like, the reflection of a camera person in one of the windows, and he's going to take out a ball peen hammer and smash their head in.
Yeah. Because he looks at him funny.
Yeah. Also, the thing with Sleep No More and the Den of Temptation is it might be cool and scary the first time, but by week five, they're, like, walking in with sweatpants on and, like, don't care. Like, how are they supposed to, like, sell to the diary room? So I walk into the Den of Temptation and I see more voodoo dolls, because that's
the exact same thing I've seen for the past 4 weeks. I mean, someone, I think it was Ramsey, walks in and is like, ooh, snake, like, scary. It's like, it's a plastic snake, come on guys.
Yeah, so I like the idea of the Den of Temptation. I mean, it's so weird with this show. You want BB production to be wrong, right? Like, everyone has a very sort of, like, everyone has an attitude where, like, Battle of the Block is stupid. We need something better. I don't know what it is, but it needs to be better. Roadkill is stupid. We need a better thing. And I like the idea of all the Temptations this year. And it's the same thing with like, not being able to watch any of the ceremonies or competitions live. And then BB's like, all right, you want to watch it live? Here's some BBOTT with the Willett sisters. And you're like, actually, this is kind of boring and stupid to watch people, like, hit, like,
an one by one,
like, beach ball, like, putt-putt style or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? It would be actually kind of fun. Battle of the Block. And I know it doesn't really mean anything game-wise, but, like, having people compete for have-nots. Just, like, get back to bases. I don't have a great idea of how to solve this problem. Den of Temptation is really boring. The powers are cool, but the actual televised, like, ceremony of going through it is kind of boring.
Right.
That's, like, their big Sunday night thing is, like, who won an online vote.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that I see why they're doing it online, because it makes it more interactive. It had, like, getting fan involvement, I'm sure, is great for them. And then it's also not a competition, so they don't have a set to build. All they have to do is, like, call people into the Den of Temptation. It's already built, and it saves their all season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not, I mean, they tried. It's just not visually interesting. And it's just, it's a long list of people going in and reading the same cue card.
That being said, Who are you voting for the halting hex?
I don't want to vote. I voted so much.
But her emails, bro!
I blew my voting wad on BBOTT, okay? I'm not. Oh my god! I'm not voting.
Oh my god! But her emails.
Also, how about this? You guys tweet at us at @HeyJulieBB. Make a strong case for who you think I should send my votes to, and I'll do it because I really don't care.
Voted for Josh.
Okay.
Josh has a general. Josh is kind of disliked and crazy enough to be on the block come Thursday night. The power is you can stop a Thursday night eviction from happening. I'm not sure if the week resets or if, like, you just get an extra... I would assume the week resets and, like, there's a new HOH comp that night. Because that would be weird if we're 30 minutes into a Thursday night episode and Julie's like, all right, you know, Ramsey is your first up to vote. And Josh is like, wait a minute. I'm a businessman. I want this thing. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And then they're like, Julie's like, all right, let's roll to clips for the next 30 minutes or whatever. I'm sure, I would assume the week resets. It's not clear if the week resets or like if the same people stay on the block for, like, and there's another veto. I don't know. So I feel like
I think the whole week resets and it's new HOH.
I would. I think Josh has the greatest chance over the next 3 or 4 weeks, however long the temptation. Last, he has the greatest chance generally of just being on the block and like making it. And I would like him to stay as well. So I think that's my thinking. That's why
I see that. Josh. I mean, the biggest problem that and the thing that I learned during BBOTT is there's no point in thinking strategically whatsoever. The fact is, whoever is getting a good edit on the episodes is the one who's going to get this. It's a popularity contest, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I believe that it's the next one. So Christmas already got the one where she gets to, what does she get to do?
Oh, she gets to replace, she gets to swap herself.
Ring of replacement, yeah.
She gets to swap herself into a veto competition.
Right.
Should she want. I don't know if it's over a few weeks or over the rest of the summer.
See, now that right there tells you that it's not strategic. Why would Christmas, who has a broken leg, be like, great, now I get to compete in a probably physical challenge? Thanks, fans. Yeah. All my Instagram followers, my Insta community, you guys are dumb. You messed up.
Not to spoil next Sunday night's episode, but I think just by some online polls, the most popular house guest remaining who isn't Paul or Christmas is Alex. So I think.
Oh, really? I love Alex. So okay, I love where this is going.
Seems like she would do it. And the curses are very weird, too. Like,
this curse is bullshit.
Ramsey's having to put himself on the block? That's a curse, baby.
Yeah.
And wearing a toad costume is not a curse.
No.
No. Not you got to come up with worse curses. Like there really has to be some fear that something bad is going to happen.
Like, right.
Otherwise, there really is, people are just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to take this temptation. It's not really a temptation.
Yeah, no one's not gonna take the temptation.
Yeah. I would love to see one temptation not get taken this year.
Who do you think would not take it, Kevin?
Kevin would read it and not understand it because he doesn't understand the rules of Big Brother.
So he'd be like, no, thank you.
Like, you can take yourself off. Like, I don't even think he calls the block the block. He called it like last week he called it the chop chop or something like that. Like with this staff you can remove yourself from the block on a Thursday night eviction or whatever. I don't know what that is.
Right. Yeah, so okay, everyone vote for Alex then because I love her.
No, I'm saying vote for Josh.
Okay, fine. Vote for Josh.
Vote for Alex. Want. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah. So, we all know, look, so Paul ends up nominating Alex and Josh. We all know that it's a backdoor plan. That's the end of Sunday night's episode. Now, should we talk a little bit about spoilers?
Sure. I just loved the reaction shots of Cody tonight. It was just great.
Oh, and especially the music.
And the music during the HOH thing and then during the nomination ceremony. There was, like, they showed a shot of Cody not reacting, but reacting very strongly to not being nominated because he knows what's up. And it was like that gif of like heavy breathing intensifies of like just the camera shaking so much as he's just staring, yeah. You know, so it's great.
I know. I'm going to miss him. Goodbye, I'm going to miss him when he's gone.
You're dumb.
All right. So that's the end of Sunday's episode. So if you haven't, if you only watched those episodes, stop listening because we're going to talk about who won the veto. Get out of here. Okay. Paul won the veto.
Yeah. Good for
and him. Great for him. What we know is that everyone in that group was trying to bully Ramses, saying like, if you win, don't take yourself off. And I'm just like, fuck you. If Ramses wins the veto, he's got to take... Are they even like... I think they were like, if you win, take off Josh or something like that. Come on. If you win the veto on Big Brother, take yourself off. I don't trust... I would never trust anyone enough to not take myself off.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard, like to put myself in Ramses' shoes. I'm not really sure what I would do when there is a clear...
Especially this group who aren't his friends, who don't talk to him, who whenever he's not there are like, fuck that guy. You know? Like, no. And so it pissed me off. I was really rooting for Ramses, but of course Paul won. And that's another thing. That's why I'm saying that Paul is really climbing my shit list, is because he's too high. He's winning all these competitions. He's sitting up in the HOH room just like Cody last week. Everyone says like, oh, look at them. They're up there. They're not even coming down here. So it happens to you too, Paul, up in the HOH, making everyone listen to his stories, asking, can I please have like a pop chip? Paul from your HOH basket, laughing like sycophants at every one of his stories. It makes me sick.
If I were HOH, I would use my room for private conversations, should anyone wish to have a private conversation with me. But otherwise, I wouldn't spend any time in there.
I'd sleep up there and that's it. But I sleep a lot, so.
Yeah. Not good for me, brother. Yeah, like that's the really one of the worst things you can do as an HOH is only hang out upstairs.
Yeah.
It would be the people's room or nobody's room.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I guess, all that's happened since. We know that, so Paul's going to take down, I think, Josh.
He's going to take out Josh. He had conversations with Josh and Alex, I think. And Alex is like, yeah, leave me up. Like, I know you're going to vote out Cody. Alex just is fearless. She doesn't care.
Yeah. That's why she's great.
Yeah, leave me on the black. You're not going to vote for me.
Yeah. So, and then it sounds like next, and then going forward, they're already, of course, being like, this is how next week's going to go. And here's how next week's going to go. I hope Jessica wins HOH and just throws
Ramses has got to, no, the main target for next week, I think, is going to be Ramses.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
That other group just needs to find a way to work together to get them, like, to do sort of like what they did on HOH night where they were all giving Paul their tickets. They all have to choose Alex to be their queen bee and help her win the comp so that they win HOH. Group. I know.
You've got Alex and Jason, who are kind of, like, really close friends. And then you've got, like, Kevin, who will kind of just go with the main group. And you've got...
Mm-hmm.
Josh, who will go with the main group when pressed, like, and like, who else is there? Ramses, like,
I know. I'm just saying they need to find Ramses a way. Ramses
and Jessica are the only other two people in the house.
Otherwise, they're going to get picked off one by one, and it's just going to be boring.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a bit of like a Christmas backlash soon. Like,
yes,
but, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, that's pretty much where we're at. I want to read a couple comments that we got on Twitter last night that I thought were fun.
Sure.
Which is that, okay, we got one from @GameOfTones. I was talking about, the cult of Paul on the feeds right now is so lame, and his comment is, his downfall will be an enjoyable week. This game only ends one way, and that's a Jillian battle back return and complete takeover of Big Brother 19. Right. Which I'm hoping is true. Jillian? Julian? Yeah. We got a comment from @ChiTownPatty, and it's liked Paul last season, but never a fan of a returnee. They always have such an unfair advantage. So true.
Yeah, which is why you got to get them out first.
Get them out first, but they wouldn't let that happen.
No.
Oh, and then I like this from @C_Pouchnik. Cody seems like the type to call someone a cuck unironically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's really been trying to hold back the fact that he's probably like, I don't know if he knows about MRA and what that is, but if he does, he's trying to not let
the
world know.
He's a red pillar for sure.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We're going to get one of two things on Thursday. We're going to get a really boring Julie A really boring Julie interview with Cody where he's just like, you know, whatever. I love my family. Or he is going to be like, he's going to be screaming and like have this big emotional release and like, why can't you see that he's the person or whatever? But I hope he gets booed by the audience.
No, I don't. I honestly don't. I know that I'm being very contrarian, but even though he's an idiot and probably is everything I hate in the world, I just kind of like him still. I don't know. There's something about him that I like, and I don't want to see him broken.
I want to see him begging on the floor. I want to see him lick my boot.
No.
For a penny.
I think he's got...
I don't know. He's just so mean. He's just so mean for no reason. Josh came in to like apologize stick in the mud. And say like, hey, I respect you as a player. Like, this, we're just playing a game here and just your basic stuff. And he's like screaming at Josh, fuck you.
Yeah, but that's because it was too soon. I mean, don't you think when someone tries, if you've just gotten into a fight with someone, I mean, that's how some people react. When you're just in a fight with someone, you need a little time to go cool off. If I got into a fight with someone and they immediately wanted to get in my face, I'd be like, please, please just give me some time to, like, think about things and calm down. But if they're incessantly like, no, I think that's selfish to be like, no, actually, I have something to say. Sure. And it's an apology, even though you don't want to hear it right now.
Sure.
You have to listen to my apology. I think that's annoying. So I kind of get where Cody's coming from.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. He's someone who, like, wraps himself up in, like, respect. And like doing things the right way, but
yeah, and freedom.
And the American flag. And when you don't, but when you don't do it his way, like you're trash, and you're like you're a victim.
Yeah,
like who cares about like victim noises?
Victim noises. What? I know Cody's not thinking about this at all,
bro. Your face is a victim noise.
He's so not this minded, but victim noises is such, like, he gotta go start his own t-shirt company after this that says hashtag victim noises on it.
I'm sure it'll be very popular.
Award for worst hashtag last night, hashtag what's up.
What?
Hashtag what's up was a Big Brother 19 hashtag that appeared in the corner during the episode while Paul was talking.
What was he talking about?
I don't remember, but that was one of the hashtags last night.
Was it like when he won the competition? He's like, what's up?
Yeah, maybe he was like, yeah, so he's screaming, what's up?
And there was some 50-year-old man who's like, oh, what's up? That is what the kids say when they are successful in an endeavor.
But that's it. That sort of leaves us to, I think this is going to be a kind of boring week. I don't expect a lot of
It was probably the worst episode of the season on Sunday night. But you know what? We had such
high highs.
It's a short
season so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. There'll be some more fireworks, hopefully. But we just had to recap it for y'all.
Yeah. And so thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate and leave a little sweet little baby review and subscribe. Follow us at HeyJulieBB on Twitter.
HeyJulieBigBrother@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter instead.
Yeah.
And that's it. We'll talk to you on Friday after Cody is sent home to his daughter that he's never met. It's like Con Air.
maybe that's why I love Cody.
Oh, you know what?
What?
It is almost exactly like Con Air because Saturday is July 15th and that is
Con Air Day?
That is Con Air Day.
My birthday is
July 15th.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna meet my daddy on July 15th.
July 15th. Oh, Cody!
Cody, you're Cameron Poe. No, you're Cyrus the Poe. Damn virus, Cody. Get out of here! Come on, millennials, Paul, check out Con Air. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
if you haven't.
Guys, honestly, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you again on Friday.
Bye, Julie.
Bye, Julie.